Hey guys, Benji here, and welcome back to an all new and final episode of the Face Rocker Podcast, episode 100, hashtag full hundo. We did it. For all of you who've been with us since episode 1 to now, and for all of you who just showed up last week, we can't thank you all enough for coming and hanging out with us each week. We know we enjoyed it. It was a fantastic way for us to get to know all you and for you to get to know us, and it was a great excuse for us to hang out with our buddies once a week. So we really can't thank you all enough, and we hope you enjoyed today's episode. For today's episode, we brought back the old gang. It's Matt, Freddie, Dez, Logan, and pizzas and beer, and talking about deep, crazy, weird, wild, whatever. They go over what life was like 5 years ago when we started this thing to what life is like for everybody now. And it's amazing what can change in that span of time. And it's a really fantastic chat. We think you guys will have a blast listening to it. Other than that, really want to thank our sponsors as well, especially Loot Crate. Loot Crate's sponsoring us right now. And if you don't know what Loot Crate is, they're a subscription box service that once a month for $20, they're going to send you over $40 worth of goods like geek, collectible, gamer, cheap, nerdy, cool pop culture stuff. This month's theme, because they theme their box every month, and after that month, they don't make that one anymore, and you can't get those goods anymore. This month, the theme is Galaxy. That's right, Star Wars. So that means you're going to get stuff from Force Awakens. There's some stuff from Halo. There's exclusive Funko Pop characters and some other things, but it's pretty much like a stocking once a month. And they're hooking you up right now. If you go to lootcrate.com/facerocker and you use the promo code FACERocker, you'll get $3 off your subscription. Now, you have until the 19th at 9 p.m. each month to sign up for that month's themed Loot Crate. After that, they don't sell it anymore. So that means you'll have one more day to sign up for this thing, to get this Star Wars gear before it's gone and you can't get it anymore. We know how sweet Star Wars gear is. Also, you guys are wondering, like, hey, where are you going? Why are you stopping this? What's happening? We're not just leaving. We just kind of moved our platform a little bit. We're over on Twitch right now. We stream 3 days a week, twitch.tv/rocketjump. We're at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Come hang out with us. We're doing almost the same thing, except we're just playing games at the same time. We're bringing in people that are in the shorts. We're bringing in guests. We're bringing in friends, and we're hanging out with each other just like normal. And you can come and you can interact with us live instead of waiting for the comments to come back to you. Come hang out with us, and we'll hang out with you. It's going to be a big party. Come check it out. Last but not least, just want to remind you all to check out Rocket Jump, the show on Hulu. We've got a free week trial subscription for you if you head to rocketjump.com/Hulu. Go check it out. Go binge on the episodes. It's a fantastic show. We're really proud of it. We hope you guys will like it, and we think it'll make us look good in the eyes of Hulu. So hook us up. Go use the trial. It'll be awesome, and we think you'll really enjoy the show. But until then, again, we just can't thank you all enough. We're not going anywhere. Come hang out with us. We're still going to be around. Just this show is sadly closing its doors. And right now, here it is, the final Face Rocker episode, episode 100, hashtag full hundo.
Welcome,
late. Like,
oh God!
No, you know what? Chicky Boo embargo.
We're proud of Chicky Boo. We'll talk about Chicky Boo.
I started already, and it already just got railroaded. By
hey, that's
Logan.
How
that's
we've always
how it's always
done
been,
it.
Ladies and gentlemen. This is it. This is the end.
Episode 100.
Episode 100. The century, and we are done. This is our final Face Rocker podcast. Maybe not our final podcast, but sort
like
of the final Face Rocker podcast.
There's like one guy who's like, "Wait, what?"
Now we're shutting the doors of Rocket Jump in general.
Yeah. But we're also...
this is the over. Last piece of content we're doing.
Matt and Dez to my left and joined by podcast veteran for the final time, Logan.
Hey, guys.
And really quick...
Sad to be here.
We got all the favorites, fan favorites about this podcast. Logan is, in fact, scarfing down pizza
right in front of
the microphone.
Mic.
I managed to requisition the table from
the
center of
the
room.
He pulled the table to his feet. And that's it, guys.
This was a good podcast.
This has been great.
Let's be honest. If you were to rate this podcast on iTunes, which many of you have, and we thank you for it, what would you have actually rated this?
The rest of you, thanks for missing that opportunity.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if I would have even taken the energy to give it a 1-star. Like, I probably would have been like, this was, and then just not. I would have
see,
nothing.
The problem was Logan was the one piece of glue that held this bad boy together. What can we say, Logan?
Well,
how's it feel?
I think
he
shoves the rest of the pizza in his mouth.
We could. I thought we could end with talking about the beginning a little bit.
Yeah,
sure.
And, real quick, I'm gonna pop this bottle.
Pretty celebrating.
Remember when we were
that
so
sparkling
serious
cider?
About
it? It is sparkling cider.
I have a whole bottle of Martinelli's.
Do you guys remember like 5 years ago when we were like, we're going to record 2 podcasts a night because we were gonna get so legit?
Podcast. 5 years ago, podcast was the thing.
Yeah. No, I think it's more the thing now.
Well, do you guys remember how this podcast got started? Started. Like the very first one, it was before Rocket Jump existed.
Yeah.
It was still facerocker.com, which was like a blog.
It was a blog WordPress.com.
WordPress.
Yep.
Is WordPress still around? Has people
yes.
who still
do yeah. that? And we had sunglasses as our logo.
Yeah. Super cool.
It was pretty cool.
Back when we had the dream, but real quick, I just want to tell a quick story because this is the hardest I've ever called anything in my entire life.
Mm-hmm. The Facebook thing?
No. The hardest I've ever called anything in my entire life was we were putting together a podcast and we're like, oh, Logan could do a podcast and then we could do a podcast and let's do a little podcast network and who else should be on this? And I had heard 2 episodes and they were like 3 episodes into this. I heard 2 episodes of this show called Welcome to Night Vale. And I was like, this is
just this
brilliant.
Little ditty.
Yeah. I was like, this is what they weren't even hosting. I was like, this is brilliant. These guys are really smart. I really think this is going to be something huge. So I emailed them. I'm like, hey, guys. What if we just paid for your podcast? Like, what if we covered all your costs? Because I think you guys are awesome. And the guy was fucking smart. He turns around and he was like, thanks, man. Appreciate it.
No, we're good.
We're good. I was like,
I heard
shit.
I heard your Face Rocker podcast.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure we're fine.
Had the production value, man.
It felt like just a month.
Shows them. I bet they wish they had taken that deal.
Best thing we never did, guys. Best thing we never did.
But I remember going around people being like, have you heard this? This is
hey,
amazing.
I'm missing out.
You actually don't know what Night Vale
is? I heard that it's a thing.
Yeah, it's like the
X-Files
number 1 or 2 podcast.
So it's like Goosebumps with your voice.
Yet serialized.
No, think of it as like it's public access radio from the town of like Goosebumps.
The town where Goosebumps happens.
Who's that guy that you listen to on the radio late at night, Des?
Art Bell.
So it's kind of like Art Bell.
Art Bell
for the iPod generation.
Kind of, yeah, sure.
It's a mix of like Art Bell meets X-Files meets Monsters of the Week, kind of. Yeah. It's just smart. It was good.
Okay. Still is.
To be fair, it was called it. Never mind.
But I want you guys to. I want to see if you guys remember this the same as I do.
Yeah, let's. Yeah, recollect with us.
How
here.
I remember this starting was me emailing Matt, being like, "Let's make a podcast about video games." And then
I think you're right. Did we talk to each other back then?
Yeah, because you were sleeping on a couch like in Freddy's loft.
Yeah.
And
I remember you were
back
you
then.
Did.
Yeah, back then, I don't think, Matt, you had directed any, outside of like maybe like a class at USC, anything ever, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's how long ago this was.
Yeah.
And you were actually making a video game for Face Rocker, yep. Which we don't need to talk about.
Marvelot.
Yeah, the Marvel game. And I was and
Logan refuses to call it by its name.
Marvelot.
The Marvel game.
Yes, and
a game which was shuttered the moment Unity updated, pretty much, right?
Yeah.
That's harsh that Unity had to do that to
you. I call it Matt's learning experience.
Yeah, but from that, you managed to acquire somebody who would later go on to do stuff that isn't video games. Yeah. So it all worked out in the end. Yeah. It was like investing in a person rather than the idea.
Yeah.
But me and Matt definitely have strong opposing viewpoints in most things, just in general.
Very, very hardcore viewpoints.
And so it was like, let's make a podcast for video games. And then
it was like a crazy, clever idea. It was like 2 people with different opinions.
It's so crazy.
Talking about video games.
It's like
never
Hardball.
Has anything on the internet ever seen that?
It's Hardball, but for video games is how I think we were imagining.
That was not how you pitched it.
But then
you know, like Chris Matthews,
why did he want to do that?
I don't know. I just wanted to argue with you, I guess. And then and then Freddie's like, I got all this sweet sound engineering equipment, and this is a great reason to invest in some new microphones. So let's record it.
Yeah.
And then
somehow we ended up with 100 episodes.
I don't think we ever talked about video. We very rarely talked about video games.
Yeah. And did you see the one where Matt did talk about video games and everybody was just like losing their shit on Matt?
Why?
Because Matt was like, I think Metal Gear
Solid.
Oh,
I wish you were on this one because we would have agreed. We're talking about Metal Gear Solid.
It's a poopy game.
Yeah, it's a poopy game.
But I will tell you, based on the comments, they think that not only is Matt's opinion a poopy opinion, they think he's a poopy person because he thinks it's such a poopy game.
You can't judge a person based on their poopy opinions of Metal Gear Solid.
I'm not sure if you
this podcast.
I'm not sure if you've been on the internet, Logan. But this podcast started this. I remember the first episode. I remember he actually.
It's the first time somebody was liked less than Anthony Burch. Like Anthony Burch was on that podcast, and they were all hating on me.
Yeah.
That's all you have to do. and by the way, if you want any evidence of how like what's Reddit's demographic, like, okay, real quick, the entire LAUSD school system shut down today.
Yeah.
To Reddit traffic spike.
Well, no, but I'll tell you what was the front, the very tip top of Reddit all day? Kojima fired officially by Konami now. And he's talking like, really?
Did it happen?
Yes, it did, yeah. But like, really, this random video game news is the most important, most upvoted thing of the day? Okay, I guess I know exactly what Reddit is at this point. Yeah. Like,
I mean, that is more interesting than the school thing, to be honest.
Yeah. Depends on who you ask.
I do remember the first episode, though. Yeah. Because it ended really well. Because it had a good ending.
Wait,
because
that was we were pitching Logan DJing or something.
No, we were pitching dumb movie ideas. Uh-huh. And there was that one that we had come up with that just sent us into a laugh tizzy. It was the idea of like the time travelers, like a Jewish conspiracy to send time travelers back in time to like kill Hitler, but Hitler survives. And he's like, what's going on? You know. And it's, anyway.
I think I see where you're going.
But I remember being like, I remember at that time being like, this podcast has got legs.
So when and why did you stop doing the podcast?
You guys just stopped inviting me.
That's not true.
That's not true.
That's not true.
Yeah, no, it's true.
True?
I gave me every single time I was invited.
So not true.
I mean, this shows is like, it was just us dicking around. And then when Logan left, we lost all glue. We couldn't do anything. And we tried to replace him with celebrities and famous people. And literally, was worse. It did not work at all. Because it was just us being like, it was just three bad interviewers. Just like, so.
Staring at a celebrity.
Hold on, real quick. I will say. Hey. The Key and Peele one was actually good.
There's some good ones. Like Grace Helbig was really fun because she can actually like.
I think this is a great time to cut to those clips.
Yeah, we should cut to those clips.
We had the backyard VFX guys were interesting. Justin Johnson and his pal.
Interviewers. Like, we're not even podcasters.
I got a question. Yeah. Who is your favorite guest on the podcast? Starting with Matt. We'll work our way down. Matt, who is your favorite guest on? Not to say they're all great.
Yeah.
In case you know them or some shit. But if you had to choose one, who's your favorite podcast guest?
Honestly, it was Ashley and Anthony Birch.
Okay.
And now they work here.
Because of that podcast?
You're
like, no.
Stick around.
Freddie always hung out with them. And I was like, they seem like cool people, but Freddie never invites me to hang out with them outside of work. So
Why were they cool? Why were they cool?
There's, I don't know.
How are people cool, Logan? Why don't you let us know?
What made them good podcast guests?
Oh, I mean, they're both funny people, and they're siblings, and their sibling stories were funny. Remind me of my sibling stories.
How about you, Des?
It's a close tie. Loved hanging out with Harley.
Oh yeah.
Harley was always a good time. I forgot about that. Harley's always a good time, but I gotta say Key and Peele, those guys are just fascinating and they're just gods of comedy, and hearing about their process is awesome.
Because we actually had a really good deep like from a perspective of like making shit.
Yeah, from maker to maker.
Because as opposed to like most of their things that they ever interview, it's always like, so tell us about the thing and kind of be promotional and stuff. Mm-hmm. And we were able, because we had worked with them on that video on Mexican Stand, we were able to go in and be like,
talk about psychology,
the process of it, which I was like, that's cool. I was like, that's an ability, that's a perspective that we can get.
I forget his name, but who's the Dawn of the Planet of the Apes guy?
That was awesome.
As a podcast that me and Freddie loved, everybody else thought it was boring, but I thought it was awesome.
I thought it was pretty boring. I was there.
Logan Hayden.
You were there. Me and Freddie kept asking questions.
We even got
feedback from our guests on that podcast about
our favorite one was.
He was bored?
He did not even dig the podcast.
Harsh. this was before Milana started doing all the Verizon commercials or
AT&T.
But the two.
Awkward.
Yeah. Live Prue Girls.
Live Prue Girls.
Which was Milana and Stevie. That was the hardest I've laughed at the podcast. I like that one because that was an interesting podcast we go back to because it starts off and they are having none of it.
Yeah.
They were not like at all, but like at the 50-minute mark, the last 10 minutes is actually a really interesting conversation. But it literally takes most of it to break through like the stony, cynical, comic exterior to actually say. And I thought
it was
like,
oh, doing a bit for an hour.
Until the very end. And the very end was really interesting.
But we all agree, those podcasts were terrible. Like, I remember those podcasts. Like, it was great when it was like us and Logan.
Yeah.
And then we let's be honest, we like tried to be professional podcasts.
No, because
the
best part about the whatever podcast with like Logan was that we came up with ridiculous shit.
Yeah.
Like the OK Cupid, I think, is still the best one that we've ever done. Which
Do
was
you
us.
Still use that profile for it?
No, I don't use Six Strings.
I remember.
You have that username?
No,
you should use that.
No.
No, well, I do. Have it. Huh? It's all yours.
Six Ring Samurai?
Yeah.
What was your favorite bit?
I'm out of the dating game, guys.
Logan, what was your favorite bit?
I got a main lady.
Huh? What was your favorite moment? What was your favorite moment in the whole 100 episode history of this wild podcast?
To be honest, I actually don't really remember any of what we did, but I do remember that I enjoyed hanging out with you guys and drinking a ton of your beer and eating your pizza.
I mean, that's pretty much what it was. I think you stopped coming to the podcast the moment you're like, you know what? It's a lot easier for me just to buy my own pizza and beer than drive to downtown LA.
Yeah,
and
but talk for an hour. No, it was. I think this kind of. When it, like at least like when it hit its stride, it was mostly fun because everybody's so busy, right?
Yeah,
and we like, it was also a way of hanging like out. Yeah, it was a yeah. way, it was basically a way excuse for hanging out. Out and yeah. for a lot of people who do movie and TV stuff like you guys, because you know like Brian's the same way. He'll he feels a lot more comfortable hanging out if he can somehow justify it.
Yeah,
all the forensic podcasts were fantastic. So every single absolutely. One.
But
we should have never had guests.
Just your friends. Because it's basically like, I think people like these when they felt like they were hanging out with their friends.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think that's when it was the most fun here was when it felt like you were hanging out with your friends.
Yeah.
So it's sad that like now we'll actually, if we need to hang out, like we'll actually have to be hanging out.
Yeah.
We'll
have
to come up with no production, no productive, zero production.
I think we're just not hanging out anymore.
Yeah, sorry, Matt.
Yeah, I don't know.
To be fair, the only time I see you is with these podcasts.
This is literally it. I think I will always remember you asking if I would let my wife use a dildo that was made from your sculpt of your penis.
I asked that.
Yeah, yes. And then we talked about chocolate. And then it was a chocolate dildo.
Jesus,
if it was like,
this is really lewd.
Yeah, it was. Would you eat a chocolate dildo that was cast from my penis?
And what was the answer?
I said sure, but it was a matter of like it wouldn't be the cast. It couldn't be the cast that like it couldn't have touched your penis. It was that. But even now, I don't think. Okay, how about you?
Would I eat my own dick?
Yes, asking? Yeah, that was the question.
No. Look, would you eat your own dick?
Maybe look, just a little bit?
But seriously, would you eat your own dick?
That would be a weird restaurant. That would be a weird restaurant, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Like, you
how like, bizarre would that be if I gave you for a present a chocolate penis that was cast from your penis? Your first question would be like, where did you get it?
I love that you somehow secretly cast Logan's penis
and really quick,
without him knowing.
Blow dart to the neck, quick fluff me up, fluff drop it.
Fluff them. Drop them and fluff them.
Wait, do you think that if someone handed you a
chocolate? No, it wouldn't be erect. It would just be like your flaccid.
A sag, like, tiny clearly, baby dick. Like,
clearly
flaccid
you were,
dick
clearly you were asleep. I just quickly put some latex on it.
So wait, here's a question, Logan. If Matt handed you a chocolate cast of your own dick, do you think you'd be able to recognize it right off?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But you'd recognize, like, listen, you recognize, it's what is it, like, I know you, like, I know the back of my own hand, like, counts for
but
dicks,
do you
too.
Think, do you think, do you think back, because I don't think people actually
do you
recognize.
You think back and.
No, I said, do you think, I don't think that people recognize the back of their own hand as well as they claim to, you know what I'm saying?
It's just a saying.
Yeah, something like, well, shouldn't it be, I recognize a chocolate mold of my dick anyway?
I think this is something. I think this is something.
Try it on for a week, Freddie.
Yeah,
see if it sticks.
I'll tell you how it goes. Well,
I think we can empirically test this, right?
What?
Like, we take enough. Like, would you recognize your own chocolate cast?
Yeah, I mean, we could test that. We could all make chocolate.
We can all, and then we can swap them and see if we recognize.
Like, wait, this isn't my dick.
Maybe for your guys' Easter party or something. But what was your, so? What was it? I was going to ask. Okay, sure. What's your favorite?
You
moment?
Go ahead. Mine, honestly, I was going to say Freddie talking about taking a bath was always fun, but when we had John Carman on and he was playing his little bleep bloop machine,
you remember that?
Sort of had a bit of a nervous breakdown.
He got really upset. He wanted
it wasn't working, and he wanted us to cut it, and he was freaking out on air because the song just wasn't coming out right.
What's
this
bleep bloop machine?
These little DJ pads, like these bass pads.
So we were like, yo, John, come on.
It was pretty hilarious.
DJ this set. And this podcast.
This is rough, man.
It was pretty rough. He folded under pressure.
He did. He folded. Yeah,
pretty hard. He's like, bleep, bleep, bleep. And he's like, I don't know if I should do this live. We're like, it's not live. We're recording. You can keep going. He's just panicking during it.
Pretty good.
That's up there. What's your favorite moment?
Favorite moment. Oh, gosh. I think it's because I remember because we didn't always used to record this in the most professional places. I remember we used to record this where I live, my place. And I always remember that specifically because
I always thought that sounded the best in my place because my acoustics are off the chain. So actually, what was it? We did the OK Cupid one. Going through the OK Cupid one is probably the hardest thing I've ever laughed.
Do you guys actually ever listen to like the old podcast?
I've never listened to it. I'm always shocked that anybody does. Like, that's one thing my wife will never listen to.
Well,
my brother does.
I can't hear myself talk. I just refuse to do that. If it's like a medical condition.
But Freddie, you need to, at least a long time ago, you needed to listen to them to make sure they like were acoustic.
Well, yeah, because I was mixing them back then.
Yeah. When did you stop doing that?
Listen to all this nonsense.
When did I stop doing that? When old Benji Dolly took over as Mixmaster producer.
There's Benji over there. But so one other thing, so we've been talking about the podcast, but I thought the other thing that might be fun to reminisce about, because like we should reminisce. It's like,
yeah,
that's
the only reason. 'Tis the season after
all. It is the season, but the other thing is like, at least in my experience, there's very few things that like I plan to finish and we finish. Mm-hmm. Usually if it's the last of something, it's like in retrospect, it's like, well, that didn't work. Yeah. We won't do that again.
Yeah.
So it's like it's almost like a like summer camp where it's like you only think about it when you're there, but then the last one you're like, man, summer camp. We had a lot of those, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Another turning point for stick in the road.
And these are like we started these a lot, like relatively speaking, for a bunch of like late 20-year-olds, like a long time.
Very long.
I mean, how long has it been? 6 years? 5 years?
Has it really?
It's been before
VJHS. So
it was before Rocket Jump. It was. I'm pretty sure I wasn't like. Grad school, maybe?
Yeah.
Like that's right, you were. You were in grad school.
So like,
it's like a fourth of our lives.
So let's actually think, because if you guys remember the very first podcast.
If you have a kid, would you let them listen to this?
No, God, no.
Do you want us to delete it for your kid?
No.
Although,
you let them, like, they would be desperately wanting to listen to their dad.
Well, like, if you learned that your dad was on, like, a radio show.
Talking about casting
his dick
and chocolate.
You're being pretty optimistic that we're a radio show.
No, I'm saying, like, if you knew that your dad, there's recorded media of your dad talking about dicks.
I would listen to it like if he died. I wouldn't be like, I'm
going to. If.
When he dies.
No, don't say that, Logan.
I'd be like, wait, there's 40. Like, when you're 16, the last thing you want to do is listen to 40 hours of your dad talk to his three friends.
About dicks.
About dicks. Because that's all we talk
that's
about.
That's all we talk about.
You know what it just occurred to me? As you just brought up Benji as Mixmaster producer, and I'm thinking about favorite moments. I remember you had Benji on once or twice. We were recording out of six, and he told some of his amazing stories from back in the day.
He would never tell.
That he would never tell. Now, Mr. Young Professional, stories about all kinds of stuff that I won't say, because I think he pulled them off the internet. He was so embarrassed.
Well, to be fair,
deleted episodes of the show.
Yes,
I asked Freddie.
We had to pull them.
There's a period of time where I'm pretty sure that podcasts were not on the internet because I asked Freddie to pull all of them because I was becoming a teacher.
Yeah.
So when I was a professor, did you just tell me you deleted them, or were they actually?
No, you gave me some specific ones to yank.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Didn't you say all Germans were Nazis one time or something like that?
But I definitely did anger all Germans.
Yeah, you said
with
something
a
like
remark
that.
About the Nazis.
Yeah, you said something.
But I like so. Where were you guys like in your lives when we recorded the first podcast? Like I thought it'd be like where
we were living,
showing
out.
People how far they can come. And
just five which short is years. Not, which is not. After years. Recording 100 podcasts.
Well, Matt, you
that's
were
all so, you have to do.
Yeah. It's like, we got where we are today.
You guys ever read Outliers?
This. Get a microphone.
Malcolm
start
Gladwell says record 100 podcasts and you'll be an expert.
Exactly.
Matt was living, Matt was sleeping. You didn't have a room yet.
I had left Disney at this point, I think.
Yeah, and you were in one.
Just left Disney.
Yeah, I think I just left Disney.
What were you, like a associate coordinator?
No, I was a producer.
How's that derisive thing at all to say?
You're such a jerk.
What were you like an associate?
Lowly associate coordinator.
I quit the moment I was
throwing dirty socks at them. Like, throw that away.
I quit the moment I got my own game. They gave me my own
Sweet
project.
Marmalot?
No.
Oh, at Disney?
No, at Disney.
No, at Disney.
My own title, and then I left.
Did it ever come out?
Yeah.
What was it called?
It was like the third Phineas and Ferb 3DS game.
Nice, man.
Yeah. Did you play it?
No. You could have been.
It was probably.
That could have.
There's an alternate. The second, but not as good as the first. You
there's
know?
An alternate universe where you're really a big deal.
Were you? No. Yeah. Name one person from Disney Interactive.
But so you had just quit.
What would have been Matt Arnold in this alternate universe?
Yeah. So you quit Disney and you were hard at work on indie game.
I had just gotten a really nice apartment in Burbank, and then I left. I got rid of it and was still paying it because I couldn't find somebody to sublease it for a while. So I was paying rent at this place in Burbank and yet living on a bed with no walls inside Hunter Street. Well, I can't say that anymore. I never got beep it. Living inside Los Angeles County.
Downtown LA.
Downtown LA.
You were in unit one.
Yep.
You had no walls. Living by.
You were living on a table.
Was Des living?
Well, that's right. It wasn't even a bed. It was
put a mattress on a table.
Was Des living there yet?
Were you
living?
Yeah. He had a room. Des was there before me.
He had a room.
And you were still working, so you had Sweatshop as an independent company?
I don't even think I had it at that
time. So you were really just busting on trailers all the time for, like, video games.
I think at that time I was in the throes of cutting.
It was Call of Duty at the time, wasn't it?
Call of Duty,
Second one.
I was working for a production company, and they, like, Activision co-signed us on to do all their...
But I remember you're like, it was a Black Ops. I could make a company. And, like, you know, rent them my own equipment. And then so, like...
Well, they basically... Yeah. Well, you know what it was? The producer called me and said, hey, we're going to do another Call of Duty commercial. I need you to put a budget together so we can go out and rent all the gear. And I was like, light bulb, I'll just buy all the gear. I'll tell them what it's going to cost me to buy it. And I'll say, look, it's going to be cheaper just to buy it than to rent it. And he bought it hook, line, and sinker. And a week later, I had a post-production company. So
congratulations.
Thank you.
Man.
And Benji was still back in Indiana. No, you were at school probably, huh?
I was at school, but I showed up.
Yeah, he was living on the couch. He was living on the couch.
Yep. Benji and his buddy Evan. Evan, who you've seen in Video Game High School Season 1 as Kickback the Hoverball. Was living on the couch.
When I think about the time, like, I literally don't understand how my wife didn't leave me. The wife of the time.
Still.
Yeah. I mean, it surprises me every day. But
not
I mean,
every day. She's a saint. That woman is a saint.
Well, there was a... Left.
Oh, still there.
But there's like, a period in time where literally we all lived in one building.
Yeah.
Yes. Right? I lived in a room with no windows and shared a shower with you two guys.
With a leaky sewage pipe.
Yeah, and sewage leaked on my bed.
Yes. Wait, you lived at our place?
Yeah, remember?
The room that Benji took over.
You would just leave Black Adder running at full volume, and I'd wake up and be like, Black Adder! Black Adder! Like a 10-second loop just playing. I'd be like,
dude, that place was insane. Because Des would watch, for some reason, Des, while going to sleep, would watch horror movies as he goes to
just
sleep.
Just be screaming.
Yeah. So it would be a DVD menu of a horror movie. Ghosts screaming and wailing all night.
I wouldn't have a wall. I don't have walls. So I'd wake up like 2 in the morning to go to the bathroom, which just looks like something out of Silent Hill. And then through the walls, I hear, it's just like some screaming DVD menu. I wake up, I walk across this like horribly dark warehouse, and Evan's sleeping on the couch, and I look over, I just see eyes on the couch looking at me at 2 in the morning. I'm just like, this is what I left my apartment for? Like, was this fucking hellhole?
Nobody appreciates what we had to put ourselves through to record 100 episodes of this podcast.
That place was insane.
That was nuts.
Yeah.
And where were you, Freddie? You were still
I totally forgot you. How long did you live with us?
Oh, 3 months.
Yeah,
it was short.
That's right. I do remember. Didn't he buy some exercise bullshit and then he wouldn't get rid of it? You bought like some bike that you never used, and then when you moved out, you're like, I'm not taking it. You gotta deal with it. And we're like, where are we gonna put this?
But that's why Benji's so buff is that exercise bike.
No, that was way later.
I remember. Well, I think this was a time period where. Upstairs in unit 3, it was Sam, Nico, Brandon, myself, and Jimmy.
Yeah,
Jimmy.
You guys lived in...
And it was all 5 of us, and we had just built walls. And yeah. Jimmy and I
just
shared...
Just built walls, and most of you had a mattress just on the floor.
Yep.
Yeah.
Jimmy and Freddie had a bunk bed.
No, but like, the bunk bed... literally a brothel. Like, it was literally drywall separating mattresses on floors.
No, it was. You know that scene in Taken? It's a scene in Taken.
I make you feel good. Yes, sir, I make you feel good.
It was only instead of sex, it was like dudes cranking out VFX shots for money.
I was just never surprised. I just hear shit would be being stolen outside. I'd walk upstairs and there's just marijuana growing in the bathtub.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Marijuana in the bathtub. Woman threw a woman with a grocery cart through a cinder block.
They filmed pornos in the back occasionally.
Yeah, yes. I remember coming by and be like, well, that was a weird thing because on one hand, they'd be like, guys, they're shooting a porn in the back alley. It's like, no way. And then
it was like, what? No.
And then it'd be that night we'd be getting back from something and they'd be like, you guys can't park on this street. It's Katy Perry's birthday party.
Yeah.
Like on the warehouse. And we're like, yeah. We live here. They're like, huh? Like, yes, we live here. And the guy's like,
It was the most nowhere place on planet Earth.
The guy's like,
yet
hold
it was
on.
The nexus of all that. It was weird and amazing.
Well, I just remember so close to the freeway that there's like a black dust on everything.
Oh, did we all lost 5 years of our lives?
Yeah.
Dez would literally clean his desk, and the next day he would just do this, and it was just a thin black glare. And then I would just be sitting there like working. Yeah. And then Dez would just turn around and he's like, hey, so I'm reading, like, All these particles are right next to freeways. Like, we're going to die. And then, like, the next thing, be like, hey, I read more about it. It's even worse than I thought. Like, he was just like, for like a good week, you're just reading
a week,
about
it. I sort of went down that rabbit hole and I would just keep regaling Matt with these awful statistics.
Because we were like very close to the freeway. I mean, the freeway essentially went over us.
It was a block away.
It was just tough.
So the two things that I remember specifically there was in Unit 3, there was no air conditioning.
No.
There still isn't. And it was right next to the roof, so it got hot. And then two, the bunk bed thing was where I slept with Jimmy.
Yeah.
Like, slept in the same bed.
Because they got a bunk bed, but... Well, no, it didn't break. It was the way it was. Top of it was hitting the ceiling, so you couldn't be in the top bunk. So Freddie and Jimmy slept on a twin-size bed for, like, 8 months to a year.
It was
a shitty way to sleep with your brother.
It's like for
it's bad enough like in a queen at a Hilton.
And that room was like four by six. It was literally like
four by six.
It was like it was the size for two bunk beds. Is how small that room was. Like,
man,
it was ridiculous.
It's hot. It's
those were the days.
Those were great.
It was straight up like being like in a dorm as like a 18-year-old. Like, I'm pretty sure that was the only time I wore shower sandals after I was 18 was when I had to.
Yeah.
Share the same shower as you guys in that.
You were shower. I didn't. I gave up at that point.
Yeah, it was pretty filthy.
Pretty filthy is very common.
But yeah, now 100 episodes, just 100 episodes later.
Short hundo later. Look at us now.
You guys have a company and you're
shooting shorts. I really don't think about our living situation. Like, it's just like, it's just something where you just don't consider it until like now thinking
you can never go back
like,
to that
it was like now thinking Ooh. About it, just like what were we thinking
it was yeah no it's amazing. I remember like Freddie was you were living with me and you were doing the 9 to 5 and you're like, I think I'm gonna move in with these guys with no walls in this downtown. I was like, okay, all right,
sure, all yeah. I'm saying
yeah. And then you like slept on a mattress in the middle of the floor and made bear.
Right. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. That's right.
For all those people who don't know out there, Freddie's first feature was a movie about a killer bear.
It's on Netflix.
Is it really? It was. Yeah, it was
great.
On Netflix.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
I think it's still
Freddie's like, "Where's my freaking
Where's
movie
my
check?
Money? Where's my licensing fee?"
Yeah, and then you made Bear, and then you like started making web videos.
Yeah, man.
And then Matt realized he was really fucking up that game, so he's like, "I could do movies." And
hey, that's how the movie industry works. You fail your way into it.
Yeah, and then as you like slowly build out your sweatshop.
Yeah,
literally.
Real quick, it was the name of your company. He didn't have a sweatshop. Yeah. Although there was a sweatshop on our street.
There was.
Yeah. There was a guy. There was like there's one warehouse at the very corner, which was occasionally just turned into a t-shirt manufacturing warehouse for like 4 days, and then all of a sudden it'd be empty. And you're like, what the hell was that? Like, all of a sudden, it's just, like, at night, it's completely going. There's, like, 40 people there making T-shirts. Yeah. And then, like, the next day, just they're all gone.
Well, the name of our – we got the name for our production company from all the producers at Activision. They had come down one day. They were like, who is editing all of this stuff so quickly for next to nothing? And the producer's like, you got to go see all these maniacs sleeping on the floor in downtown L.A. It looks like a freaking sweatshop down there. That's the living
the
situation we were
yeah.
in.
Yeah. Oh, I remember, like you had like your like friends from the industry that would come by. Like, man, this is a really cool place. I take the vibe. Now that I think about it, they're like, we're getting these guys for cheap. This is great.
Yeah, like, keep them here. Keep them here as long as we can.
It's a cool vibe equals we're getting you for cheap.
Yeah.
That's like the industry translation. So do you guys have metrics on this podcast?
Yeah.
What's like? What percentage of people who listen now listen?
Oh, then? No idea about that. No, I don't. Because it's, you get iTunes numbers and stuff. You don't know who.
I wonder who actually like. I bet there's like two people who like
listen hardcore to that. All one. I feel like
the people listening now are pretty much the people that were listening from the beginning.
You think so?
There's definitely no new people who show up to this.
Yeah. It's all holdovers. Yeah. I mean, congratulations to anyone if they listen all 100 episodes.
That's, in fact, let us know. In fact, let us know. Tweet at us. Tweet at us with hashtag. Tweet us with hashtag FaceRock1Hundo.
Really, I was thinking full hundo.
Full hundo.
And winner for somebody gets a prize whoever abuses that hashtag the hardest.
Logan will record your outgoing voicemail.
Logan will cast your dick.
At first I didn't even podcast your dick. Like, I'm like, well, here it is. Wow. I don't know if I can do a full hour on this thing. So guys, what's your, it's been, let's just say it's 6 years. What's your biggest regret of the last 6 years?
This podcast. No, I'm kidding.
The biggest regret. That's very morbid. Biggest regret?
Like in general?
In general, as you swig sparkling cider.
Nah, it's been pretty boss.
Maybe,
What's your biggest regret, Logan? You start.
What do I regret?
Yeah.
Oh, man, give me a second. But I'll try.
This is a heavy question. I'm trying to think.
This is really, let's chew on that one.
Let's chew on that one.
Let's chew.
And come back at the end. We'll conclude with our regrets of the half decade.
What a downer of an ending.
Yeah, right.
What do I regret the most?
I'll tell you, kids.
When you're 25. You know what? I do have a big regret. I have a regret.
Yeah.
And
quitting the podcast.
This is for all the kids out there. Quitting the podcast. It's for all the kids out there. Is treat your body better.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah, you, honestly, at a macro level, when you think about how much beer and pizza we consume, just on this podcast alone,
I would, just
and the crap we've ingested in the last 6 years.
I mean, none of us look great right now. We're all, yeah.
This is what
work
regret.
Does to you.
I kind of wish we took almost one of those before and after photos of this podcast so that we could like Santa Claus body warp ourselves.
Did you just recently watch Santa Claus again?
Oh, I watch it every year. It
holds up.
It's the best.
That movie's incredible.
I haven't watched it in a long time. I watched it.
Like, that and Christmas Vacation.
Christmas Vacation ages like a fine wine.
Santa Claus has got to be the most successful perpetual pun-based movie title.
Because of that, I usually spell Santa Claus with an E. I actually didn't realize you don't spell it with an E.
I didn't realize that either.
So wait, like, what? Actual
name Santa Claus is not me? No.
Yeah, it's only for that movie. That is, it's a pun.
Wait, what?
I swear.
I found this out last year.
Wow.
No, but it's a great, it's got the heart, but it also has the sass.
Yeah.
Tim Allen's in
it's
fine
It's still
form.
Hip. It's he great. Yeah, Tim Allen's great.
Oh, it's great. Oh, yeah. Man. But anyways, yeah, treat your body better. Like,
yeah.
I guarantee you most 30-year-olds, like, if they have one regret, it's, like, just drinking and eating too much not exercising.
Yeah. That's, we drink so many energy drinks. They're all
Well,
terrifying.
Now, like, I definitely find myself, like rubbing my chest.
I'm like, what is this?
What's happening?
And then people are like, what's the matter? I'm like, I don't have a heartburn. And then, so, like, I, like, just grab, like, I'm like, I had too much butter today. And so, like, I literally, like, I, like, butter my toast too heavy. I get heartburn. I'm like, oh, and I eat, like, 5 Tums. And,
yeah.
Like, better sit down for a while. So
your body just does it. You just feel your body. You're like, what was that? It's like,
oh yeah, weird bruises on your ribs where your heart should be. But,
on your ribs where your heart should be.
On your ribs. If you drew a vector through the ribs, you'd hit your heart. But anyway, so that's my biggest regret.
Yep. Yeah, that's
up there.
What about your biggest regret for the year? What's been the highlight of 2015? Because this is also the end of the year podcast.
That's true.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what's like? How do you guys feel about 2015?
Highlight 2015.
This year was a pain.
Did you guys release Video Game High School this year?
No. Wow. That was last year.
Jeez. Wow. You weren't here for me messing up the law's name.
What'd you call him?
Maximum Order or like?
I don't know. It was so off. It was so off.
You remember the law?
No, man.
I remember. I think for Video Game High School, I remember when we saw the first season. I think what Logan said to me coming out the first season, he was like, "That's not something I would have watched," but like it was okay. Was the response? And then I think every other season, like I never watched it.
Well, the first season, I was forced to watch insofar as I elected to go into a movie theater, and I was stuck in that movie theater. So like,
I definitely
what is it called, like the Meinhof conflict? What is it called when you like
Meinhof? That's not it.
No, where you like end up like just liking
Stockholm Syndrome.
Stockholm Syndrome. Yeah. Like I was like, oh okay. The second and third season, I was able to just.
Not
stop
have
it.
To watch it.
Not watch
it. I was able to
willingly stop it, and I did.
But, I've been watching your Hulu show, and I was telling these guys before you guys got here, I like the Hulu show.
Yeah?
Oh, I thought Ashley's the Dracula
Yeah, Short's awesome.
That was fun. I liked it a lot. Yeah. And it had like show actually had like a good arc. I enjoyed it.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Logan, I can't believe I'm hearing something positive from you right now.
I'm a positive guy.
I think it's the first time I feel good about myself in my entire career is Logan finally thinks something we did is okay.
Might be the greatest moment in the history of the first podcast.
I guess this is probably the first time I've said something positive.
Took 100 podcasts.
Took 100 podcasts, but Logan's on board, ladies and gentlemen.
I enjoyed it.
That was... based on the, did you get a chance to see the amazing YouTube comments that we've
been
getting?
No, I used my PlayStation to watch on Hulu. What do you want to talk about the comments a little bit?
We've talked about it a little before.
What? On fanfiction?
You know what? It's appropriate. We're kind of going through a transition right now. Rocky Jump's kind of going through a little bit of a transition.
That's the end of this podcast. We're transitioning.
I mean, there's nothing to talk about other than this bunch of idiots in the comments of fanfiction.
My favorite thing is when people tell you they unsubscribe, like you give a shit. That they took something away from you. It's like, guys, if you don't like it, you don't like it.
You guys, because you're like a like a legitimate company now.
Yeah.
Like, what's the most legitimate company thing you guys have done?
We
literally today had a board meeting.
Okay, that's pretty
legitimate.
There were like lawyers there and partners from other corporations. And we had like a PowerPoint presentation.
How was it? How'd it go?
It was great. Yeah.
Did anybody slow clap like in that Stella episode?
When we're done, we're just like, great job. Talking like strategies and finances and like what we're
doing.
So
what's the most like corporate culture thing you guys have done?
Oh.
Like with your employees? Less, I guess.
Like the holiday party, like this way.
We had a holiday party.
That was a freaking corporate holiday party. Yeah. We will play this game. Yeah, it was very regimented.
Well, that was put on by Trisha, who was head of events at Disney.
Got it.
That's where that's coming from.
She's still the head of events?
No, she was.
Okay,
she's
the head of events at Rocket Jump?
No, she's the head of merchandise at Rocket Jump.
And she just ran the party event.
Taking this
away. God, this is so weird.
I saw Matt was kind of getting distracted by it. Like,
I was like,
I was
doing
a fan dance.
Doing?
I was like, he's like, I'm sorry, I lost my train.
Sorry, I couldn't even.
I didn't realize you were taking off your shirt. I thought something was wrong. I thought you were just like, rubbing your tongue.
No, I'm trying to get this damn hot knit sweater off, man.
Oh, God.
Anyways, so for those of you listening, I'm naked now. The video is easily found on jump.com.
The big one was we had like CPR training. Oh no, we had a class where everyone had to come in and listen to their health insurance options.
Yeah,
that's pretty crazy. Yeah.
That was pretty.
Do you guys have like because we've done this before where it's like, this is our user or this is our audience, and you guys actually give them a name and like. Find like a stock art photo. And
no,
like,
we
this
don't take
Jimmy.
It
he's 12 years old.
No, we've never done. No.
If
no.
you guys had
we
to draw one
to
now, let's do it right now. Then. Oh, so who's
our audience is composed of Jimmy's, Susie's, Abby's, and Michael's.
Let's choose one though. If you had to choose one, like
Superfan Kevinator.
Superfan Kevinator.
That's who it is.
I mean, he's a super fan.
Who the hell's that? What the fuck? What are you talking about? Oh, he's the Twitter dude, right?
Yeah, he's an actual guy.
Yeah, no, I think I've seen him on. Yeah.
He's probably Twittered you.
No, he's tweeted me.
Yeah.
I got twatted.
Yeah.
Kevinator. I thought, it was kind of reading as, like, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. You're like, Superfan Kevinator. I was like, what? But, if you had to, like, can we, like, draw him out, like, a police sketch?
No.
Like, with sweet manga abs and stuff? Sorry, I must have just watched fanfiction or something.
Benji again, and guess what? Yeah, I know, you already guessed it. I'm about to talk about Loot Crate again. Now, if you still don't know what Loot Crate is, it's a subscription box service. It's pretty much a stocking, a brand new stocking once a month that gets sent your way. They theme a box every month. Like one time they did a VGHS theme. It was fantastic. One time they did a Battlefield theme. This month's theme is Galaxy. What does that mean? That means you're gonna get Star Wars stuff. There's Halo stuff in there. There's some Funko Pops. There's nerd, geek, gamer, collectibles, chic. Just anything and everything pop culture could possibly be in a Loot Crate. And they give you over $40 worth of goods for $20. It's fantastic. And right now they're gonna hook you up even more. If you go to lootcrate.com/facerocker, use the promo code FaceRocker, you'll get $3 off your subscription. Now just to remind you, you have to sign up by the 19th of each month at 9 p.m. to get that month's themed box. After that, they don't sell it anymore. It's gone, you'll never get that stuff again. So make sure you get on that. Check that out, you got a day. Go to lootcrate.com/facerocker, use the promo code FaceRocker, and get some sweet stuff. Other than that, come back and hang out. We got the rest of the final episode, and thank you guys for sticking with us this long. We can't appreciate you enough.
Oh, man.
But anywho, did you guys get back to your 2015 regret yet? Did you find it out?
I agree.
So actually, here's my biggest regret for 2015 is we had a show idea, and I called it the Golf Cast.
Oh yeah.
And the idea of it was it would be a podcast, but I would everyone would have to wear helmets with GoPros attached to the little arms in front of them, pointing right back at you. So it'd just be like your face in a golf course. And then you'd get three of your friends together, four of your friends together, get foursome or threesome, and just play around the golf while podcasting. Right. And so, you know, it'll be in between talking, you cut to like the putt and the long putt.
It's a podcast on the golf course.
And I was like
just an excuse to play some golf.
That's what it was. But I still think that there's legs on it. I still think you can make it work. But we did a test of it, and it was just like, no, this doesn't work. But I think there's a way to make it work.
I mean, Freddie was so certain. Freddie came in.
Like, I was like, guys, we're going
to
get
to like a production meeting on Monday. He's like, and like, Dez can remember. And I was just like, I'm happy to play golf. And Freddie was like,
guys,
our revenue problems are fixed. We know what to do. This is going to be the core of Ryder.
You like
Jump
had
now.
A helmet rig.
I was like, you're going to take this helmet rig. We're going to get sponsorships. Callaway.
We went to a golf course and all wore bike helmets with GoPros in front of ourselves and just played golf. And everybody on the course was like, who are these idiots? And then people would come and be like, hey, you recording yourself? Be like, yeah, just doing a swing, like, you know, watching my swing.
I was looking at your later. Face.
they don't understand what we're doing.
No, but that's what the best part about that was, because golf is a sport where there's so much importance around like swing analysis, where it's like, if you're just trying to improve my swing, you could do anything.
What didn't work about it?
It wasn't that it was boring. It was that we had to stay together, because there'd be times when someone would split off and then have a conversation, but then no one else would hear it. So then you have two conversations happening at the same time.
That sounds interesting to me. That's like following the one
and you
guy.
Needed, and then really specifically,
alone.
You needed a camera. You needed a camera with a zoom so that when someone teed off, you could actually follow where the ball was. If it's too wide, you just
if it was a golf cast and it was like a golf cast with like Bill Murray, like if your fourth person could always be like a famous person, I bet you would do pretty well.
Because that strategy works great for the podcast, right?
Well, I'm just saying that's what comedians in cars getting coffee is.
This would be from the origin, from the beginning, this intention. All right. And it wouldn't be us. I mean, that's the thing. So the problem is that we're not good interviewers.
You have to be a bunch of professional golf players/interviewers.
Well, you have to be Matt Lauer. And also the problem is you have to be like okay at golf. And we were not okay at golf. Matt's okay at golf, but everyone else is pretty bad.
You know, apart from the acoustic issues, bowling would probably be more conducive.
So Chris Harwood did do that. They did like a bowling.
I think they've revamped that bowling show.
I was on that show.
So what? How did that go?
What they don't tell you before you go on is that Chris Hardwick is like a fucking championship bowler.
Like his father was a pro.
Yeah, and he was like grew up in like the part of like Illinois where only people bowled. So he would do stuff where he'd be like, "All right, I'm up."
Only people bowl. Animals. Yeah.
But he would do stuff like, and I'm not kidding. He would do stuff where he'd be like, "Oh, I'm up." He'd like the ball return, so he'd pick it up. So he'd be a good 20 feet behind where he's supposed to go and just launch it and get a strike. He's like, oh, "Come on!"
But that doesn't make the show better, right?
I mean, I'm just saying you just get schooled by Chris Hardwick. The show is secretly him being like, "Guess what? I'm way better at bowling than all of you."
Mm-hmm. That's his like killer feature.
That was the big unique selling proposition of it.
So bringing it back to the final podcast, if you guys had to impart one, do you guys have outside of Twitter, obviously, do you guys have any other like direct out of character or vaguely out of character like mouthpieces directly to people? Like, is there going to be any
Snapchat?
So basically social media platforms.
And there's going to be some stuff we're doing next year we're kind of getting rid of the second channel more or less and doing, well, there'll be some stuff that we're doing next year that will be like talking directly
to the camera.
Yeah, it's talk directly to camera.
Whispering.
Yeah.
That's actually the name of the show. Essentially the name of the show is called Whispers into Camera.
That's beautiful.
It'll be Freddy's sensual update. It'll just give you what's going down. It's the lowdown,
like
rocket jump.
Candles really flickering.
It'll be you in a bath. Yeah, in a tub with a bath bomb. Ooh, it should be you in a tub. You explain what bath bomb you're using first.
We were actually saying a good podcast would be the bath cast. It would be completely unusable audio wise, but everybody Skypes in from their bathroom and they all chime in on what bath bombs they're using. And then it's just like through Skype, everyone, you get the audio from it. Just half the audio is just the sound of water being filled in. So it's just like.
Wait, why would you? Wait, you start the bath cast
with an empty tub, and you sit
in a tub when it's empty.
No.
Slowly, like you get to enjoy not being a bath. Yeah, it's like, all right, I'm in an empty tub, and woo, it's halfway full now. I'm almost taking a bath.
But hey, Matt, how's your bath going along?
Do you bath that much, Freddie?
I bath every day.
Freddie bathes so much and uses bath bombs so often. He'll often have glitter in his eyebrows.
Will you really?
Yeah.
Wait, why do you... So it can't possibly be as efficient as showering.
It's not.
It's not so, about efficiency.
But you're like, this is my little treat for the day?
This is my treat for my life every day.
Mm-hmm. And no, morning it's not or night? Bed. Are you night bather?
Nighttime
bather?
I can't. I never understood morning shower people.
I don't like to sleep in my own...
I don't like to sleep in my own filth.
Seriously, clean up. You know,
like clean up before you get to them nice crisp sheets. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I love some clean, crisp, fresh
crisp sheets.
Did I ever tell you guys about? Like, I might have only pitched it to Dez, the podcast I wanted to do, just called Brothers, and it was Dez, Benji, me, and Blade.
No plan.
Just talking. Well, no, we just talk about being brothers all the time.
That's it.
That's an episode.
We should come up with some alternate podcast ideas here, just in case any of these hit and people.
Come on, spitball a little. What the next 100 episodes? It was brothers, so it'd be like, man, what's it like when you get dinner with your bro, and then we talk about getting dinner?
Dude, it's so crazy. It's like you guys will order the same things.
So oh man.
That sounds great.
I think it really depends.
She
on
called sisters. Have you heard? And it's still the four of you. You talk about what it would have been like if you had sisters.
I thought you were saying if we were sisters.
Yeah, if we were sisters.
What would be the dynamic? How would it have change?
Like, so if we were both girls, like, you know, and we were sisters, what would be different?
That's not weird at all.
Have you heard Tim Heidecker's podcast?
No, what's the Tim?
On movies, and it's like.
Yes, him and, what's it, Greg Turkington?
Yeah, and it's like a three-minute-long podcast where they review a movie, but it's just like a nothing podcast. It's hilarious.
It's out of five popcorns, usually, I
believe. Yeah, it's so
the
weird.
The movie reviews. Yeah, no, that is pretty fantastic.
We could do 30-second game reviews with you, because it'll start with you taking a deep whiff of a video game box.
Because people still use boxes now.
Yeah.
Well, that's true. But no, that's your holdover. That's what that's what your thing is that you gotta smell that new game.
I used to love smelling the cases.
Yeah.
Well, what happened to that?
I get everything on Steam now. there are no cases. Games. Had to replace that with delicious cooking. Hey guys, if you had one recipe that you'd recommend I make, do you have like a recipe you think I should try out?
Where is this coming from?
Well, that's like,
for what occasion are you making dinner tonight?
Like a dinner food. What would you recommend I make? Like, what do you have a recipe that like is your standby, Matt? Like, we need to treat your lady right with a delicious dinner.
I cook that thing that you taught me to cook.
Spaghetti and ketchup.
Which
to the chicken?
The chicken bake.
I do the chicken bake, and then we do a Mongolian beef. That's good.
What's the chicken bake?
I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't remember.
It's really you taught him, but you don't
it's
remember.
Really, it's honestly a bottle of like Lee and Perrin's marinade, like white wine, lemon vinaigrette.
Essentially, the chicken's like in water. You're almost broiling it.
Yeah, you marinate it and then broil it in this marinade with a little Parmesan on top and oregano. Really simple, but it's really good. Yeah.
But we do this like ginger Mongolian beef that when we go to like Palm Springs with Ash's family, they always make us make it because everybody
likes it. Do you like it in a wok?
Yeah. With ginger and
you take
like
scotch tape and pull your eyes back.
The thing. Freddie's. Did you ever do this meal with us? The tenderloin.
Yeah, I did.
This Alton Brown recipe that I do probably like once a year. That's you buy a whole tenderloin and then you cut the filling on yourself, and it's a pepper, like cracked pepper, and then cognac and like cream. It's like
cognac reduction.
Wow. Yeah, it's black good. Pepper. That one's
that
good.
That sounds good.
Yeah, that's a meal.
What about you, Freddie? What's your recipe? Recipe if you're gonna really
impress
somebody.
Cooking? What's your like cooking prowess at?
I'm pretty damn good now.
Oh, okay, all right.
I can crush breakfast. I do fried rice.
You should do a salad cast.
Salad cast.
Yeah.
Me and Brian were really into salads for a while. We were really. You know, I got a new salad secret for you.
Let's hear it.
Go ahead.
Like minced garlic. Drop some minced garlic in that.
Just raw minced garlic.
I don't think anybody's ever thought that before. That's a pretty big secret.
Well, no, like, because, you know, like, if you're like, I just need to make a salad, you know, you throw in some greens and some tomatoes, maybe some croutons, some oil, some vinegar.
Yeah.
But nobody thinks to put in some crushed garlic in there. That really kicks it up a notch.
Interesting. If you do a lot of salads, do you get, like, legit balsamic?
Huh?
Do you use balsamic in?
And red wine. I jump between the two.
Yeah. Do you get like the good balsamic now?
Making your own vinaigrette is key.
Straight from Verona or whatever the heck.
Yeah. Okay.
Balsamic's from. Yeah. No, I just tried to. I'm getting to it. What's that dude's name? Jacques Pepin. Like the famous.
Yeah. The techniques.
Chef. Yeah. And then he.
Wait, have you read his book?
Which one?
I forget.
My Life on the Edge.
No, Jacques Pepin. It's like the cookbook for like technique, like knife technique and everything.
Oh, I'm gonna have to check that out. No,
it's like hardcore. It's just like how to use a kitchen knife.
Wait, so for your go to is fried rice?
No, like I'll do fried rice. I can't cook. I'm not good. I'm not good. I do have a good mashed potatoes recipe though.
Oh yeah, you put a little milk in those mash?
No,
no, just straight up.
Philadelphia 1/3 fat cream cheese.
Oh my goodness! Are you no okay butter, revealing your secret? Are you okay cheese? Revealing your secret recipe?
You do like butter as well, but like the kicker is you throw in like a half,
yeah,
like a half nice. Stick of cream cheese.
You know,
like
I think my mom really does that actually.
It gets real good, real creamy.
Yeah. You guys have a special Christmas meal you're gonna do this year? Like, do you guys have like a Christmas?
I'm not gonna be in the country for Christmas.
Oh, where are you going?
Going overseas. My family's like, yo, you're turning 30 this year. Let's do a little like family vacation. So
well, not this year. Next year, right?
No, this year. I'm 30 right now.
What?
Yeah.
Happy birthday, dude.
That was months ago.
September 13th or
15th?
13th. I remember because Freddie, David Welch, and Blade all have birthdays on the 13th, 14th, and 15th.
Yeah,
I always have to remember which order they're in. That's cool. What are you going to do while you're over there?
Not anything. It's just chillax. That sounds great.
Ecotourism, no ziplining. Perhaps a glider.
Perhaps a little bit of a glider. Oh, Logan, I was in St. Petersburg, Florida for a speaking thing, and I did you know those water jetpacks?
Yeah.
I rode one.
Oh, did you do the water hoverboard or just the normal one?
No, like the jetpack where you're Iron Man that.
Did you master it?
I didn't. I thought I mastered it. I thought I was like hot shit.
And then
the guy who was like, let me take it for a spin.
Did you do a backflip?
He did like all this stuff that I was like, wow.
You kind of want to get one now?
Yeah.
You think you
apparently it's just super easy to get now because I guess the company that makes them just like stop because nobody really was buying them. So
maybe
like,
that's going to be so easy. Yeah, I bet that's going to be the next hoverboard.
It's super niche.
Did I tell you guys I got Blade a hoverboard for Christmas?
Did you really?
Wait, like an IOHawk? Like the
Yeah.
Oh, I just like read them. That they're mostly defective and they're all spraying flames out the back.
It's amazing. Like our mom was losing it. Losing it. Like, just so you know, you're responsible for your brother's death. Because I guess they are bursting the flames because the LiPo batteries are shoddy. Mm-hmm. But you know, like if you don't charge it, it's probably not gonna burst. Like it's not gonna just sit there and burst into flames. It's like if you're charging it. Like I don't know if you ever
use only if you're charging the electrical equipment.
The rechargeable hoverboard. If you're awake and you see something burst in flames, you're gonna be okay. The dangerous part is you plug it in and go to sleep in another room.
Yeah, that's now you're done. Sour.
Then
you're I don't think it's LiPos in there. I thought it was lithium ion.
Oh, maybe. All I know
to
is
be clear, no appliance or anything you ever buy should have the danger of lighting your house on fire if you're asleep.
Well, LiPo batteries are notoriously
volatile.
Even because it's what all hovercopter, multicopter and stuff do. They all recommend that you charge them inside like fireproof cases,
which is exactly what we do. Like when we use LiPos, we always put them in a fireproof case.
Just a quick story. I remember being like, I bet you this is overstated. Whatever. Like
you had one personal place.
So we were charging stuff, and I'm not to embarrass him, but we were working on John Salmon had a LiPo, it was plugged into the charger, and it went to the two banana plugs into the charger, mm-hmm. and I'm like, oh yeah, just pull that battery out, and he pulled the banana plugs out, so the two contacts were exposed, and they just briefly contacted, and it was just like
spark.
I was like, whoa, and the place smelled like chemical death.
Yeah, I was pretty sure. Like, are we all gonna pass out like an hour from now, like. It's pretty horrible.
Smell. So I think there's like an auxiliary business that we need to hop on, which is fireproof bags for hoverboards. Like
there you
hoverboards
go.
Sized fireproof bags.
Like you just roll into it. Like it's a platform that
you
just kind of roll
and then
onto.
You zip up. But no, I think the far more threatening is like at first we were all freaking out. Because have you guys ridden a hoverboard?
I have,
No.
They're super unstable.
Sure.
Like they don't even wait for the second foot. You put one foot on and it actually zips away from you. You're like, Jesus. So you have to like hop on it. And then you kind of like just wobble back.
I think nothing will be falling.
And so like literally it was me holding Blade like strong arm while he was like, with all like the wrist guards on and the elbow pads and bicycle helmet. He's like, this feels really stressful. 2 hours later, he's like, Logan, I really opened it up on the... He's going like 30 miles per hour.
Yeah, well, once you get
without
your...
a helmet, I'm like, Jesus.
Once
Blade,
you,
like,
once you figure
yourself.
Out your ankle thing, like you can just go.
Yeah, I just think like way more dangerous than the bursting flames is eating it into a curb.
Mm-hmm. Well, what's funny too is like
that... jump though.
No, they're that's
they're
it.
Heavy.
They're heavy.
No, I mean
shit.
You can jump off of it. Like,
kind of, but like I'd be more worried about
you're not strapped on or
evil Knievel.
No. You just but like you it could
dive, tuck and roll.
It could come out from under you though.
Yeah.
It could definitely come out from under you.
Well, it's like it's one of those things where if it just stopped, you'd be going 30 miles an hour with your feet.
They don't go 30.
They go fast.
Yeah.
They go fast like
if I go like 15.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, fine. Still 15.
And also
fast.
there's no it's not like you lean in turn into your turns like a bicycle or a motorcycle.
Yeah, it's this
so motion. But you can take a hard turn, right? So you can go 15 miles per hour and then turn on a dime and just launch off of it, which people have done at work now. So anyways,
Do people have them at work?
No, Blade brought it in. He's like, hey, let's check it out. So people are like zipping around, like literally corners of desks all around. I'm like, oh my God. Like, oh, it's going to take us. So I had to whip it and like explode their eyeball out until it's like yoking down their face. Like, I'm good. Is the hoverboard okay? That's what really matters. I'm okay. So anyways, yeah, then that was my Christmas present for Blade. I was like, and
I'm surprised that the IOHawk or the 2-foot hoverboard thing was the thing that made it. Especially since like you remember that video of the one wheel like skateboard,
yeah, the gyro board. Yeah, I think it's too much effort. Like,
yeah,
the hoverboard is all about zero effort. Did you guys see the hoverboard shoplifting?
Yes. No. Yes.
Where the dude's like in sweatpants and a sweatshirt, and like when you see people who are actually good at hoverboard, it looks like they're just standing there and like kind of like tired of life, and he just like hoverboards in at full speed into the 7-Eleven or whatever it was. Grabs like a case of beer and then just hoverboards away.
No way.
Laziest crime. Laziest crime.
So, do you realize how many ghosts in haunted houses are using are going to use that technology next year to like power their ghosts?
That's a good point. And there'll be a lot of broken nose because of it. Just zipping into walls. But our mom's losing it now. She's like texting us articles about the hoverboards bursting into flames. Like letting me know that like my brother's blood is already on my hands.
It's already on your
hands. Yeah. And then I was gonna have him open it in Arizona where we're flying for Christmas, but but I guess they're being banned from airlines now.
Well, yeah, because the battery.
Yeah, because they might have batteries.
Although to be fair, you can bring batteries on an airplane. You just have to put it in a case.
No, I feel like it's becoming like a super alarmist thing now. The hoverboard thing, like they're like confiscating them at ports now, and like, catching them on fire like they're banned books.
That's
like
they just explode. First they came for the hoverboards.
Dude, what's that? Oh man, are you guys gonna register your quadcopters?
It's a pilot based registration.
Yeah. It's what?
Pilot based.
What does that mean?
It's we have to register ourselves as pilots.
Per quadcopter, you just register.
So you guys have to register as pilots?
Yeah.
I'll register my quadcopter.
I'm pretty excited.
I'll be damned if the government's going to tell me what to register.
Well, there's come and take my quadcopter.
I'm sure they're going to come and take my quadcopter. I'm cold in America. Pants
as you I ain't going to put me on your goddamn government list.
This is going to be a new amendment for our rights to have quadcopters in the 300 years from now when people are using drones to murder people. Back then there weren't quads with machine guns on them, so we didn't know what we were getting into.
You guys see the Japanese quadcopters with the nets?
Except that was like such a. I was like that was so, it was such a that was such a BS video.
Well, I didn't see the video.
It was just a video. Was just like we can catch quadcopters now. And it's just like it was a demonstration. It's just like someone flew up a DJI Phantom and then the Japanese one like slowly went up and caught it. It was just like not gonna like move it. Like is that how it's gonna work here?
Well, it's gonna turn into Top Gun, but like it is a huge issue because
that's a video series. It's Top Gun for the world's best quadcopter pilots.
Well, those guys do exist, right? The first person quad. The FPV.
Oh yeah, I watch that shit all the time.
Yeah, have you tried it?
I have. I built a whole rig. I have a full 250 class.
How good are you?
I'm awful.
Okay.
And I've had no time to practice. I just got a converter for my RC controller to plug into my computer so I can like play the simulators.
Oh, because they have like physics based. Like,
yeah, because there's two things. It's like there's two modes. There's regular mode, which will be like when you let go of the thing, it'll self center.
Yeah.
But then everyone's like, no. The real way to fly is acro mode, where it doesn't do that. So it's just like
Find yourself like wanting to lay on your belly to more simulate being in a quadcopter?
No. Although I will say, every time I've taken it out into a park, like I've gotten so many looks from people
being like, "Damn, that guy's cool."
Yeah, they're just like, "Who's this guy?"
Like those are like, you wear like sweet wraparound polarized shoes.
Yeah, it's just actually just a single piece of glass.
What's your first person viewer of choice? Like an Epson or something else?
An Epson?
Like what sort of displays are you using?
It's just a 5.8 gigahertz like monitor, and I'm just off.
Oh, so you don't actually put it on your head?
I don't have, because I have glasses. Like I did. There's a.
Do people do that? They have like.
Yeah, that's what the real.
Yeah,
guys
yeah. The real guys will use the full on like.
So it feels goggles, like they're in it.
So it feels like they're in it. The only problem is with glasses is kind of a pain, and I did find one that actually fit. I'm like, let me just get better at flying this thing first.
Can you like change the optics so you don't need your prescription when you look?
Not with how bad my vision is. It's really cool. So I'm really cool. And what's really cool about the whole thing? No, because this is my dream. My dream is to get good enough, not to win the event, but at least to
hustle, right?
To hear about.
and attend an underground parking lot event.
You mean like sort of like a Fast and the Furious?
They
like,
do that. They do that.
Like
they
illegal,
lay
illegal no, drone race.
Dude, there's illegal drone race.
You think they're gonna register their drones? I don't think
Hell
so.
Oh no, that's just a race for pinks. No, what happens is like they'll go to an underground garage, they'll take like an LED strip and like splay it across, and that'll be like the finish line, and they do the course and the people like will run
it.
They
put like EDM hula hoops around that you gotta fly through. Like
there's actually these hoops that there's these hoops that they'll go through, but like in a parking garage, everything's so low it doesn't matter. That's only for like parks and stuff. But yeah, I was just, and I'm not gonna win it, but I just want to be able to like be like, all right, I'm ready to go, and like put on my setup and just like, and like, well, you were telling me about the headphones, right?
Yeah,
yeah, dude, like they'll all wear headphones, just blasting sick EDM beats.
Or rock, just rock music, loud music, so they don't have conflicting information coming through their ears, because they want to be in first person view, right? So when something flies by them, because inevitably it'll fly past them, like that. That left to right will actually throw off their steering, so they blast music to cut that out.
That's hardcore.
Yeah. So
I have the whole setup.
Freddy, I think you could do it, man. I think you could become a professional FPV racer.
Dude, I would love to be like, yo, by day, he runs this this video production company in Burbank.
He has a 9-to-5 where he makes videos, but his real passion is flying drones in the underground racing circuit.
Dude, you could do the thing.
What would be your costume? Like, what would be your anime persona?
It has to be like a jumpsuit with like neon, like Tron style, like neon. Oh, you just walk in with the Daft Punk helmet. You're
See,
just
oh, I was thinking you with a bleached bouffant. You're always working it with your comb, your little comb. The sweet. Like,
if you did a Top Gun,
you should have your
about...
knees and your elbows have fans, so like you could do this. Just hover in.
You lay on your back like a baby and zip around. Ass first, just zipping around.
That is amazing.
You're just looking through your taint to see where you're going.
You look like a quadcopter.
That'd be incredible. No, and I think if you did the Top Gun movie about quadcopters, like the goose scene, it would have to be like someone gets cut up really bad.
The next Top Gun is about drones.
It kind of is, yeah.
Right?
It's no, not but like, not like underground drone racing.
Not okay. Drones. Not about racing drones. It's about like raptors or whatever.
Yeah,
they're called.
That kill people.
Oh yeah, those are a little more sad and dour.
Yeah, come on, Logan.
Well, how much more time do we have?
You're at an hour right now. So
okay.
Wow, that's it.
I was gonna ask. So if you guys had to give advice to yourselves when we started. If you could just grab a rift in space and time and peel it open and shout at yourselves right when we started,
podcast is going nowhere.
Don't waste your time.
Live your life, son. Live your damn life.
This is easy. I would scream at myself. Spend all your money on Tesla stock.
Yeah. Not Bitcoins.
Yeah. Oh, Bitcoin's probably better. You're right.
Really?
No, Bitcoin's be harder. It'd be harder to flip,
Nobody's been able to actually get money from it.
I have.
No. Like people
like
have got
large
money.
Like people. Aren't there the entire block post people who have like $10 million in Bitcoin and they? Like,
well, they because they lose their hard drives. They throw out their hard drives.
Like, they literally can't
Bitcoin.
Get.
But it's also difficult to convert it back to.
Really?
I think it's better than it used to be for sure. But it's also there's a very long time, especially even at the very height of it, where there was like people were just being like, okay, how do I do this now? And it's just like, I have these Bitcoins, but nobody wants to take them. I can't get them converted, and it's like the
Coinbase, man.
Well, but Coinbase wasn't around or trusted until relatively recently.
Well, now you can chat yourself. Bitcoin will be trusted in 7 years or so.
Bitcoin
kind
will be
of
bad.
Still.
kind of almost.
You want to buy the boys? I'm proud of myself. What about you, Diz?
What would I tell myself? Man, I don't know. Let's presume we're not doing the time copy thing where we could cheat the stock market or something like
that.
If there were some sort of
stock market
moral
stuff.
Life lesson.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, that's a tough one. I don't know. I try not to live with regrets, you know?
Damn, so deep.
Yeah.
Is that what you say? Don't live with regrets.
I guess.
You'd be like, yeah.
You know what?
Don't live with regrets. He's like, done. And then you're like, done.
It honestly comes back to the taking care of yourself thing. That's really the only thing. It's like every day, it's like, I'm a young guy. I'll eat what I want. I'll work out next week. It's like 6 years later. And 80 pounds later.
Every young person, Kevin Aiden and all, I listen to this just like, Jesus. Oh my God. Yeah. All these worn out fat dudes.
That's what this is.
Well, I was saying, like, I might have told you guys, like, I've been noticing, like, everybody around me who's like, so, like, there's definitely like a group of folks that like I keep walking past who are a little younger than me. So they had just gone out of college, and I've been seeing them over the last 3 or 4 years. And you can see them just kind of swelling up, mm-hmm. and then gravity pulling them down. It's just like this outward, downward growth that we all experience. What about you, Matt? Same thing. Take care of yourself.
Same thing, 100%.
Not like marry that woman.
No, it's because my life's been pretty good. I'm lucky. It's good.
All right. Anything? Any other parting words? What a sad.
How about
note
you?
Oh, I'll actually tell you.
Hey,
what
about you,
I'll
Logan?
Wait, real quick. This one. I got one more.
No, he's gonna say what he would.
I got one more.
Got one more. Oh. Like you. What about you, motherfucker? What's your thing?
Freddy,
you say?
Your portal already closed.
I have one more thing. Yeah, Freddy's like, no, Freddy.
Here's the two things.
I said something about fucking Bitcoin. I take it all back.
I'll do two. I'd scream Bitcoins and selfie sticks.
Really? That was what you really want to jump in with?
I would have. Do you realize where this company would be if I invented the selfie stick?
It wouldn't exist because you'd be busy with your selfie stick fortune.
We would have millions.
I don't think there's any one person.
Billions.
I don't think any one person better.
Did you know that I take full credit for inventing the selfie stick?
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Except for the guy who actually invented the selfie
and
stick.
Sold it.
If you had invented Facebook, you would have invented Facebook.
How did you invent the selfie stick?
It was like the second VidCon. Okay. And then as a guy like, and I was sitting there just looking at everybody, you know, using the phones, starting to use phones and stuff, and I was
starting to use phones.
I use phones for like cameras, use cameras and stuff.
2086.
Yeah,
2011.
You
started using phones for
smartphones.
Like, no, I'm saying like for selfies and video specifically. Okay. I remember seeing a person like doing that. I remember talking to a guy and being like, it was just a conversation. And I was like, man, it should be like, it's weird that you're only to here, like, because the lenses aren't that wide. Like, there should be like a thing. Like a rod or a pole that
like
you can attach
a,
your phone
kind
to.
Of selfie stick
that you could then get a longer reach for. Yeah, and he's like, and he was like, huh, that's really interesting. That's a good idea.
And then the next year,
and this is the first time I saw it. So again, the first time I saw it, and it doesn't mean anything. But the next year, he came to me. He's like, you remember when you talked about that selfie thing? Look at this. And he handed me a prototype that he had built that was a selfie stick. I was like, that's really
like
clever.
A 2x4? Like
it was like, it wasn't like a telescoping crazy. It was, yeah.
He spent all year.
He's like, made it.
I tried to nail. That didn't work.
Just hot glued a phone to a broom. I call it phone broom. I think it has a lot of legs. So close.
And I was like, that's a good idea. Cool. Yeah. And then I think everyone saw it and copied it.
Do you guys see the selfie stick that's actually just a really long arm?
Yeah, yes.
It's you like wear on your sleeve, so it just looks like you have this gross banana arm. This gross, like 15-foot banana arm. Yeah, I hope so.
That'd be why they use it.
It just wait, Logan. What's your thing?
If I traveled back in time and gave advice,
no,
if
you could scream into the portal.
You scream into your portal
yourself.
Quickly.
And we're not doing stock quotes because honestly saying Bitcoin and Tesla stock, spend all the money. I wouldn't say selfie sticks. I'd probably say like start meditating and like you're going to meet a really cute girl sometime. Like that's
yeah, everything's going to be fine, bro. Just
everything's going to be fine. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
And then
think
you
about
kill
your heart. Eat oatmeal.
Eat oatmeal.
Your cholesterol is suffering.
Did you guys notice how we're all just being very selfish about our portal usage?
Oh, I know. It could be so many things.
We could have saved so many people.
How?
But in that,
no, you can't do that.
You
like,
can't do that?
No, because that's just, I mean, like, you're going to save one disaster.
Which disaster are you helping? We don't have
I don't know.
Well,
I don't
always,
know.
Wait, have we done the thought experiment with you? The Wikipedia one?
Five star?
No. Where if you're, what the fuck are you talking about?
Wait, can we talk about five star? Does anybody actually use five star?
I do.
I have a lot of 5-star points. I don't know how to use those points ever.
You just you spend them with your cell phone like at different coffee shops.
Okay.
So imagine that you're 20 years in the future. I know, put it the easier way. You have a laptop. It's the year.
We have laptops in the year 2050.
Yeah, it's the year 2050.
Just go with it.
Your laptop can access Wikipedia in that year.
My laptop today.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Whatever.
Then I don't have a laptop.
No, sure. You can access the text version of Wikipedia in the future. For fuck's sake, just stick clear. With it.
There's laptops in 2050.
If you could access the Wikipedia of 2050, gee, is
what would you? Think. And you have 1 minute.
Yeah.
What do you look up?
I'd probably spend 45 seconds thinking about what to look up.
And go, oh,
can you
shit.
Time me? I'll try not to think.
Auto-correct. Wait, fuck it all up. Like,
so I'm not thinking about. I'm not thinking about. I'm just thinking about these leaves.
Ready? And. Go. Wikipedia loads.
I type in dinosaurs, see what that turns up. I type in my own name to see how that turns up. I'd probably type in the year directly after me to see what turns up as far as what are the big events of that year. And then I'd probably type the next year, and then I'd probably start fucking taking notes about what happened in like 16, 17, 18.
Like 20. Then, so you go a year at a time, 2000.
And then I'd probably skip 10 years, then 20 years. I'd also look up my girlfriend and probably Blade. So I like identify my family circle, see if there's anything super notable.
I want to bring it back because I think it's pretty important that the first thing you said was dinosaurs, which is something that we've studied for 2,000 years. That you have to know what more we've learned over the next 20 years. There's no bigger waste of a future Wikipedia article of all time.
No. Here's the only way.
Where you're wrong, man.
Here's where you're wrong, man.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, please. They were green.
No. You're only going to hit the ball if you swing, Matt. So the idea of freezing up and not typing anything is horrible. So I'm just going to start typing. Just start typing. It's like in Taboo, like or like if you play charades, anybody who's not shouting is wasting it. No, they're playing true. The game poorly. So start shouting shit out.
I like the year after the year that you are now.
Like you don't care about this.
That's better than your name. Because your name is like, you may be like, oh shit, there's lots of Matthew Arnold's. Oh,
minutes.
Then
you go Logan Olsen, you look for like 2016, 2017, yeah. 2018. It's like, man who died in an explosion. You're like, oh my God.
Could that be me?
Could that be me? Is there a photo? No photo. Fuck.
Google more information about this. Wait,
Google I only have Wikipedia.
Yeah, you only have Wikipedia. That's yeah. fun.
I just the idea of there being a Wikipedia in 2050 is so.
I know, but the point is, it's the encyclopedia.
It's a thought experiment, man. Thought just experiment. Go with it.
It's a thought.
Okay. I think it was Matt who came up with I think the best answer I've heard to this one.
Okay, what was
which
it?
Was rubber. Which was it was look up like a list just list of 21st century natural disasters.
So that page in and of itself will have dates and places on it. And then once you have all the information, then you could just go around and sell yourself as like a clairvoyant genius to the governments of the world.
I'd be afraid if I prevented a
but that's why natural disasters, because the theory is like you prevent like let's say like 9/11, who knows what else happens.
Yeah, but telling everybody there's going to be an earthquake is not going to stop a volcano from erupting.
Right, and an earthquake is still going to happen.
With 2050 technology.
That's true.
You know, it's like getting what is it like when they get cats to get rid of rats, and now you have to like get snakes to get rid of the cats. Yeah. Like you could end up in a domino effect situation.
That's true. But then the point is, then you could just basically be this person who could accurately predict major natural disasters. You probably save the most lives that way.
Probably get assassinated pretty soon. Once
you probably get killed pretty fast.
You kept accurately.
Well, you would freak people out.
Yeah, I think that's why I'd keep it low key and not tell anybody.
Be but like you would go for
I like buy like property and stuff.
It'd be like that guy who what's that show where like the guy gets the Chicago Tribune for the day after?
Oh, Morning After.
Morning After.
Kyle Chandler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That could be you.
With a cat. Classic show.
Early edition.
Early edition. What did I say?
What's the morning after?
Morning after.
I don't know.
It's a contraceptive.
What is the morning after?
No, there's a... There's
wait, morning after... The premise of morning after, he gets a newspaper for 2 days later?
The morning after...
Is that how you
the
morning after, that show
the morning
premise?
After is the spinoff is when he gets the paper from the previous morning, and he's like...
What are we going to do with this?
I'm always behind the times.
All right, well,
that was good.
Well, that's it.
I'm surprised that you would go for yourself like that. Most people would. People are 50-50 on that.
Searching for yourself.
Yeah. So a lot of people are like, I would not look up myself at all. Like, why? I would not want to know.
Do you not want to know how you go?
Like, well, because like you'll get stuff like your own death and what if you had died by that point and like how and all that. And
really quick, have you ever seen one of those stories, those time travel stories, where somebody finds out how they die and the way they act is what kills them? And then have you ever seen that story and be like, wow, that was unavoidable? Or the whole time, are you just like, that's the stupidest shit? Like, I've never seen one of those things like, wow, that's really interesting, no matter what, you're going to eventually die that way. It's always like, just don't go to the library. So, like, there's no way.
So Matt,
yeah.
If you were told your own death,
yeah.
would you try to actively avoid it or just try to live your life?
It depends on how it was. If it was like your, if my own death was like some sort of illness, I'd be like, well, shit, okay, like that is.
What you get hit by a car. And it's like today.
Do they tell you where it happened? Then yes, I would avoid that street.
Right here. And then in
that
this
story, that story is always like, he tries to avoid it, but he ends up on that street.
So you would, like, so you would,
just yeah. Don't be on that street. There's no situation. Like,
so whoa. You would, so you would actively, you try to get away from the location where they predicted that death.
Yeah, like if they're like, hey, you died on, you went on a cruise ship and it sunk. I'd be like, okay, I'm not going to go on that cruise ship. There's no way in hell I would go on that cruise ship. Whereas it was like time travel stories, always like, they somehow end up on it.
You know,
they had to go
unless
there.
Unless you get like a sweet free cruise ship vacation, and then there you are.
And you're standing in line.
That's a tough thing. You're staring at it. You're like, well,
it's free. It's going to be. Goes to the Bahamas. Like, that's pretty cool. Like, maybe this isn't the one. Maybe it's the next one. Like,
that'd be the worst thing. You'd be like, oh, am I supposed to be dying on this plane? Or another? Oh, man. I do need to get to
this.
Oh,
I have a little, like, yeah, you get your numbers mixed up. Ooh. So it's like. Yeah, die on a highway like 101, and then your driver's like, wait, was it 101 or 110? 110. And then panic, and he's swerving. Oh, God, that's why he died.
That.
Because he knew the future. That's why he died. Whoa.
This is a really morbid podcast.
Think about it. Right, final words. Final words.
What's Chicky Boo?
That's right.
Final words. That's what a lot of people
will explain to you. I'll explain to you afterwards.
Period. What's Chicky Boo?
That's the end.
Chibos are. Well, it's fun,
guys. I think after 100 podcasts, I think we could. I think the big conclusion is, take care of yourself. For the love of God, take care of yourself. And probably 6 years from now, you're gonna be a lot better than you were, like spiritually, than you were 6 years where you are now.
Yeah.
Like, you know, for all the cracks we make about this podcast, I do fully appreciate all the time I got to spend with my friends. You know, yeah, so another takeaway: find a crazy excuse if you have to hang with your
best buds. Yeah. Take care of yourself.
Yeah.
And everything's going to turn out okay. Or
it
maybe
will be
it won't.
Okay.
And that's okay too.
That's okay too.
Because, you know, if three of your four bros make it to the 6 year mark, that ain't bad.
That ain't bad.
Are we going to check this back in 2021?
Yeah.
And just be like, how did we do? That'll be the next, that's the way it is. That'll be the face rocker reunion. Tess is gone. That'll be the face rocker reunion is 2021.
And you call
every
it
time one of us dies,
Face Rocker Special Edition.
Every time
edition.
One of us dies, we have to do a reunion to. So eventually,
and then there were
one
three.
Of us. Eventually, it'll be one of us. Like, so I don't know why we're doing this.
I like that you still use we, which just makes it even sadder. I don't know why we're doing this.
This got dark.
And then they just,
as things are when it's the last of anything.
End, man. Yeah, you just got to face it. You got to face it head on.
The only other thing you guys have actually like ended, well, I guess last week at Rocket Jump is ending.
Yeah, VJHS we ended.
VJHS.
Yeah.
Those are kind of like, so this is the third thing that's ending at Rocket Jump, which is kind of fun. And it's like one of the few ones that like it's not really edited, so it's just kind of like, it's not like, well, we finished, now we're going to edit. Now we're, it's like, no, it's
this
pretty much
it. It. And this is from the beginning. This is earlier than anything.
That's it. That's wild.
I guess we should thank the folks who decided to listen to some of these, you know?
As we like slowly have our existential,
like, as we have our meltdown
crisis.
All the power to you if you listen from the beginning.
I hope you found any bit of this enjoyable or entertaining.
And thank you for Benji.
Benji. You got to thank Benji. Benji's been hustling,
Alex,
putting these together.
Who
Alex Reeves, who spent a lot of time helping us put these together for some time. Darnell has helped before.
All of our sponsors.
There's been a lot of sponsors.
Sponsors, whatever. We don't care about them anymore. We're not using them.
Not really, but thanks for some of the cash, I guess.
No, we gave them something for the cash. It wasn't like, they gave us free cash.
You're right.
Hey, thanks, sponsors, for the free cash. No,
I like how thankless Matt is.
Matt is so thankless.
We shilled their shit. So.
To this sponsored podcast.
To this sponsored podcast. Who's sponsoring this podcast?
Do you know Bench?
No, I'm going to thank them.
I think it's probably better you don't tell Matt.
I'm
going to
thank them. Whatever prison sponsored this podcast, I mean, you got what you paid for.
Man, take care, guys. Happy trails.
Take care of yourselves. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening.
It's been
fun. Keep an eye on youtube.com/RocketJump and then RocketJump tweet Twitter because.
Right, really quick. You don't need a pitch. You don't need to sell RocketJump.
I was going to tell them that Benji's team is going to be doing some good stuff next year.
Go on.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, I mean, this is the last podcast. So if there's anyone who, let's presume, there's someone listening to this who doesn't know of anything else,
but
or any of our digital presence, so let them know where they can.
Benji Hall is on
a set tape at
Universal Studios.
All I was going to say is Benji Hall and Darnell are spearheading the
entire new lifestyle.
Because I think they're still trying to finalize their name.
But there's regardless, agreements. There's going to be.
But the three of them are doing cool. They're doing like this week. They're doing Twitch. They're doing shorts. They're doing a whole bunch of stuff.
So keep an eye out.
So what are they doing?
They're doing like all of the this week at like
forward facing, all the actual forward facing like, audience like engagement.
Community managers?
No, because how community managers do more. There's a lot more production involved than just that.
It's like community managers take it to the like next.
Take it to the nines.
Take it to the nines. Wow. Super CM.
So, Benji, I'm excited. I can't wait to see you on Twitch. You gonna do some painting for us?
Oh, dude, Logan would appreciate what we've done on Twitch.
You gotta have Logan out.
Do some Bob Ross or what?
We'll talk about what we're doing on Twitch in a second here. But for all of you at home, in your cars, in your waterproof shower radios, I
hoverboards.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for joining us for 100 of these ridiculous episodes.
Thanks, everyone. Thanks, guys.
And we'll see you again soon.
No.